youth group helped Mr. Parr get saved by Jesus just because of how we acted. That's so cool.
You showed him the difference that Jesus made in your life, and that got him thinking about God. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith and get closer to God. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. Let's get started in the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll read verses 5, 6, and 7. It says, "Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed and Apollos watered it, but God is the one who made the seed grow. So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important. Only God is important because he's the one who makes things grow." Our story today, it's entitled, Silent Witness. Wearing a big smile, Dad walked into the living room where Katie and Mom were playing a board game. "Katie, do you remember when you went out for pizza with your youth group last month?" "Sure," said Katie. "We had lots of fun." "Well," said Dad, "Pastor Williams just sent me an email saying a man named Joseph Parr came into his office today. Mr. Parr was in the pizza shop when you all walked in." "How did he know who we were?" asked Katie. "He saw the church name on the van you were using that night," explained Dad. "Anyway, at first he was annoyed when he saw all you young people come in. He was afraid you'd be too rowdy. But you weren't. And when he saw the way you treated each other and how kind you were to the wait staff, even after they messed up your order, he could tell there was something different about you. Then he saw the name on the church van in the parking lot. It made him think of the days when he went to church as a kid." "Really?" asked Katie. "That's good, isn't it?" "It sure is," said Dad. "Mr. Parr told Pastor Williams that he went home that night and he couldn't stop thinking about God. He said he hadn't been living the way Jesus wanted him to, and now he wants to change. Isn't that wonderful?" "That's great," said Mom. "Katie, even though you didn't speak with Mr. Parr that night, you kids shared Jesus with him through your actions." Dad nodded. "The seed of God's word was planted in Mr. Parr's life a long time ago. You kids watered it, and God made it grow. He brought the change in Mr. Parr's thinking." Katie was delighted. "You mean we watered the seed in his heart just by behaving ourselves?" "You weren't just behaving yourselves. You were displaying the love of Jesus," said Dad. It reminded Mr. Parr of what he had learned in church as a kid, that Jesus loved him so much he died for him. We never know how God will use even the smallest act of faithfulness on our part to bring others to him. So, how about you? Do you witness for Christ through your words and your actions? Jesus wants you to plant and water seeds in other people's lives by telling them about him and also by treating them the way he would. Not only do you show his love to those you treat with kindness, but others you don't even know may notice too. So, what can you do today to point others to Jesus? Our key verse today, 1 Corinthians 3:6. "I, Paul, planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow." And our key thought today, share Jesus through words and actions. You know, I'm so glad that you had a chance to join me for today's Keys for Kids story. I hope you liked it, and I would love it if you would write to me and let me know what you thought. The best way to get a hold of me is to write me an email from our website, keysforkids.org. Now, once you're there, click on the Contact Us button. You can write me a message about what you thought of the story, including what maybe you learned. I'd love to hear from you, so tell me what you think when you go to keysforkids.org and click on Contact Us. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.